A Venator should know better than to dabble in this kind of thing, I said in a very quiet voice. The answer to this next question could save your life. Or end it. Dr. Fabio licked his lips and nodded, a jerky little motion. Why? I asked him quietly. Why were you taking essence from the boy?
He had so much. I didn't think it would hurt him, and I...
He cringed back from me as he spoke the last words.
I needed to grow some hair.
I blinked my eyes slowly, twice. Did you say hair?
Rogaine didn't work, he all but wailed, and that transplant surgery wasn't viable for my hair and skin type.
He bowed his head and ran fingertips through his thick head of hair.
Look, see? Look how well it's come in. But if I don't maintain it...
You used black magic to grow hair.
I...
He looked everywhere but at me.
I tried everything else first. I never meant to harm anyone. It never hurt anyone before.
Erwin's a little more dependent on his essence than most, I told him. You might have killed him. Fabio's eyes widened in terror.
You mean he's a...
Let's just say that his mother is his second scariest parent, and leave it at that, I said. I pointed at his chair and said, sit. Fabio sat. Do you wish to live?
Yes. Yes, I don't want any trouble with the White Council.
Heavy footsteps came pounding up behind us. Steve and his unbloodied buddy appeared in the doorway, carrying their batons.
Dr. Fabio, Steve cried.
Don't make me trash your guys, I told Fabio.
Get out!
Fabio all but screamed at them. They came to a confused stop.
But, sir... Get out! Get out!
Fabio screamed.
Tell the police there's no problem here when they arrive.
Sir?
Tell them!
Fabio screamed, his voice going up several octaves.
For God's sake, man, go!
Steve and his buddy went. They looked bewildered, but they went. Thank you, I said when they left. No need to play bad cop at this point. If Fabio got any more scared, he might collapse into jelly. Do you want to live, doctor? He swallowed. He nodded once. Then I suggest you alter your hairstyle to complete baldness, I replied, or else learn to accept your receding hairline for what it is, the natural progression of your life. You will discontinue all use of magic from this point forward, and I do mean all. If I catch you with so much as a Ouija board or a deck of tarot cards, I'm going to make you disappear. Do you get me? It was a hollow threat. The guy hadn't broken any of the laws, technically speaking, since Erwin hadn't died, and I had no intention of turning anyone over to the tender mercies of the wardens if I could possibly avoid it. But this guy clearly had problems recognizing priorities. If he kept going the way he was, he might slide down into true practice of the black arts. Best to scare him away from that right now.
I understand, he said in a very meek voice.
Now, I said, I'm going to go watch over Erwin. You aren't going to interfere. I'll be staying until his mother arrives.
Are you going to tell her what I've done?
You bet your ass I am, I said. And God have mercy on your soul. Erwin was awake when I got back to the infirmary, and Nurse Jen had just finished stitching closed a cut on the wounded guard's scalp. She'd shaved a big, irregularly shaped section of his hair off to get it done, too, and he looked utterly ridiculous, even more so when she wrapped his entire cranium in bandages to keep the stitches covered. I went into Erwin's room and said, How you feeling?
Tired, he said, but better than earlier today.
Erwin, Nurse Jen said firmly.
Yes, ma'am.
Erwin said and meekly placed the breathing mask over his nose and mouth. Your mom's coming to see you, I said. The kid brightened.
She is?
Oh, that's fantastic. He frowned.
It's not because of me being sick. Her work is very important.
Maybe a little, I said, but mostly, I figure, it's because she loves you.
Erwin rolled his eyes, but he smiled.
Yeah, well, I guess she's okay.
Hey, is there anything else to eat?
Later, after Erwin had eaten, again, he slept.
His temperature's back down and his breathing is clear, Nurse Jen said, shaking her head.
I could have sworn we were going to have to get him to an ICU a few hours ago.
Kids, I said, they bounce back fast.
She frowned at Erwin and then at me. Then she said,
It was Fabio, wasn't it? He was doing something.
Something like what? I asked. She shook her head.
I don't know. I just know it feels like something that's true. He's the one who didn't want you here. He's the one who sent security to run you out, just as Erwin got worse.
You might be right, I said, and you don't have to worry about it happening again.
She studied me for a moment, then she said simply,
Good.
I lifted my eyebrows.
That's one hell of a good sense of intuition you have, nurse.
She snorted. I'm still not going out with you.
Story of my life, I said, smiling.
Then I stretched out my legs, settled into my chair, and joined Bigfoot Erwin in dreamland.